Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new section, preferring death over life. Preferring death over life. This also is unique to a believer, that a believer has so much of love and so much of desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the overarching or the over anxious desire that he has is that I must meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must pass away, because this passing away is actually a bridge to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحفة المؤمن الموت. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, death is a gift for a believer. Death is a gift for a believer. You stop and think that when a person receives a gift from his friend, from a beloved, from somebody that he likes, how happy he gets. And according to a person's maqam, that is the status and that is the level of the gift that he gives. According to a person's status, if a person is a, for example, a minister and he gives a gift, that gift will be of a certain status. If a person is a king, then what kind of a gift he will give? Imagine a person who's the king of all the kings, and now he's presenting a gift. What a beautiful gift that will be. So a person should look at maut like this, that tuhfatul mu'mini al maut, that this is a gift, special gift, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should actually feel happy and desirous that when my turn will come to get my gift from Allah. Everyone is getting their gifts. When my turn will come, then I will also receive my gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will start preparing for this. He'll start preparing and preparing, and he'll become more and more desirous that the day is coming closer and closer, that one day also I will receive my gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that gift? Maut. Such a beautiful day. عن محمود بن لبيد رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يكره ابن آدم الموت والموت خير له من الفتنة. حضرت محمود بن لبيد رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, man dislikes death whilst it is better than tribulation in deen. The benefit of death is that there is no fear of one's deen becoming corrupt. On the other hand, as long as a person is living, the fear of falling into temptation is always there. This is more so when the causes of temptation are present, we seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from it. So what this hadith is saying? That man dislikes death, whilst death is better for him than any type of fitna, any type of tribulation coming into his deen. His deen getting affected, his iman getting affected. Better than that is the person going away nicely. This is better for him. So he may be disliking it, but this is something that is good for him, better for him. Later on he'll realize, after all everyone has to go, but this person is fortunate, Allah Pak had taken him away before any type of fitna and tribulation could come and affect his deen, affect his faith, affect his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That didn't come. Before that could happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he took him away nicely. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدنيا سجن المؤمن وسنته فإذا فارق الدنيا فارق السجن والسنة. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this world is a prison and a place of drought for a believer. But place of drought means his comforts and his bounties are few in this world. They're not so much compared to the akhirat. They're very little in this world compared to the akhirat. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that this world is a prison and it is a place of drought for a believer. His comforts and bounties are very few in this world. When he leaves this world, he leaves behind the prison and place of drought, because comforts and bounties in the year after are perfect. If somebody is released from prison, then people go and they meet him and they congratulate him that you have been released now from prison. So like that, when a person passes away, it's as though this person is being released from prison. He's going into the akhirat where the bounties are perfect and beautiful. No worries, no fikr, no concern. Look at it in this world. There's not no ni'mat that is perfect. Think about it. If a person has got health, for example, his health will be there for a while, but it won't remain forever and forever. So that health also is limited. If a person has got wealth, that wealth won't continue remaining with the person forever. A time will come when he'll pass away and he'll have to leave the wealth. If a person is enjoying sleep, he can only enjoy sleep to a certain amount. He'll have to wake up for namaz. Fajr namaz will come, Zuhr namaz will come, Asr namaz will come. So that sleep also is limited. That sleep also is deficient in that respect. If a person is enjoying food, There's only so much he can eat. The time will come when his stomach can't take anymore. It doesn't matter how nice that food is. He'll feel full. He'll feel nauseous. He can't eat anymore. But in Jannat, every ni'mat is perfect. Perfect. But a person will eat and he can continue eating. A person wants to sleep, he can continue sleeping. If a person wants to enjoy his wealth, he can continue enjoying his wealth. If a person wants to enjoy his family, he can continue enjoying. There's no such thing as death. No such thing as tiredness. No such thing as feeling full. No such thing as feeling nauseous. No such thing as feeling weak. No such thing as feeling sick. So the ni'mats and the bounties are there in Jannat, perfect and forever and forever and forever. I imagine now that's hadith explaining to us that it's like a person coming out of prison. This world is a prison and place of drought for a believer. When he leaves this world, he leaves behind the prison and he leaves behind the place of drought. So it's like another example we can think of is a bird that was in a cage. And this cage was situated in a garden, in a beautiful garden. And this bird now suddenly has been released into that garden. Won't we feel happy that all this while this bird was locked up in this cage, and now this bird can fly with all the other birds in the garden. It can perch, it can move, it can enjoy itself, it can go to the streams. We'll also feel happy for that bird. So similarly, when a person leaves this world, it's like he's been caged up, he's been in this prison, and now suddenly he's free and he's moving, and he's seeing the beauty, the glitz, the glamour, the beauty and enjoyment of Akhirat. Shouldn't we feel happy for that person also? When a person starts thinking like this, then now he won't think everything to be gloom and doom and worry. He'll actually feel happy for those people. His spirits also will go up in the time when everyone else's spirits are being dropped. So this is the beauty of turning to our deen and looking at what beautiful aspects our deen teaches us about maut. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mautu kaffaratun li kulli muslim. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, death is an atonement for sins. Every Muslim, for the sins of every Muslim, in the sense that some or all sins are pardoned on account of the pangs of death. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, death is an atonement. Death is a means of sins getting forgiven for every Muslim. In the sense that when this person now is, the person passes away, his sins are pardoned on account of the pangs of death, that difficulty that he's experiencing. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you really look at it, that we are deserving because of our sins that pangs of death. We deserve it. So much we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even that pangs of death that this person is experiencing, that pangs of death also, Allah Pak is using that to forgive his sins. Every excuse is being used to forgive his sins. We did the hadith before, that the person is going through some type of difficulty, some type of hardship, some type of anxiety, some type of grief, even tiredness the person is going through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this to forgive his sins. Now even at the end, right at the end, the pangs of death also that this person is going through, Allah Pak is using this also to forgive his sins. Now look at the mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq that we just have to turn our attention away from the creation to the creator, from the things that are worrying us to the person that will remove all the worries, and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our friend. If a person makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his friend, and he makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his support, he makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his hope, the closer this person now is getting towards death, the more hope he'll have, the more support he'll have, the more happiness he'll have, the more enthusiasm he'll have. Why I'm going to meet that friend that I had my whole life? My whole life I was talking to him. My whole life I was trusting in him. My whole life I had this desire to meet him. Now these moments are coming closer to meet him. Why shouldn't I be excited? This is how a Muslim thinks, that his love, and the love grows as he grows older. His love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grows more. Therefore in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. That person who loves to meet Allah, Allah also loves to meet that person. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. That person who dislikes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak also dislikes to meet him. So we should be one who likes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that will only come is if our life will bring it accordance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bring every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Slowly, gradually we try and start bringing the commands of Allah Pak in our life, and bringing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.